Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com. Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Be the Man. And of course, we couldn't do it without the Hall of Famer, the greatest of all time, ladies and gentlemen, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Rick, how are you, man?
Good, guys. Back from the 30th anniversary of Raw. Never better.
Man, it's going to be a show that people are talking about for a long time. As you and I are recording, we got the news that it's the biggest Raw rating in almost 3 years, 2.3 million viewers, huge number, 2.34 million viewers. That first hour was commercial free at average 2.64 million. High fives all around. I think they set a gate record, the all time biggest Raw gate in history. It was a big time show, man. You were there. What was the vibe like?
It was phenomenal. I got to tell you, I learned more about myself and more about what I'd missed in the business and what I hadn't missed in one day, because I haven't been there for a long time.
Right.
And I felt like I was respected. I felt like I was wanted. I felt like I was part of it again. And I walked away a better man with a better understanding of who I am as a person.
Wow.
And what the business is about. And it started out with me and Hunter talking for about an hour, which was a private discussion, but resolving a lot of issues that have been lingering for a couple of years. And then I apologized to Becky Lynch.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I walked up to her and said, may I speak with you for a minute? And I just said, I'm sorry. That's how we got to where it is. I went over and shook Seth Rollins' hands and I said, I'm going to apologize to your wife. And, I've just decided that, it all comes with a documentary. Sometimes you get so wrapped up in things that you just forget. And you say it so many times for so many years. And actually the man trade, that trade, the whole thing was decided with someone besides she and I.
Right.
So then you go to war over it because it wasn't that it's not them that as much as the money that's involved in it, which the company, you know, reaps the better part of anyway. And then I saw her with her child. I thought, God, you know, this will be Ashley someday. And it's Megan now with Morgan. I mean, it's not worth it. And
right.
I am not the man anymore. The man is whatever the people think is. And basically we've turned it over to social media to decide who the man is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It could be Tom Brady, who's still playing. It could be Aaron Rodgers in football. It could be LeBron, who I still think is a man of basketball. He had 46 last night. That hasn't changed, you know. It'll be Michael Jordan. I mean, I will be in some people's mind the man forever. Like, but you got to remember, I'm sitting there with Taker and Shawn, and I'm 20 years older than those guys.
Right.
And I'm there on Raw, lucky enough to celebrate that moment and that time with these guys that grew up on me. And then introduce my daughter and call her what she is, the greatest women's champion in the history of WWE. And in my estimation, the best worker in the company. But that there again, that's just how I feel personally. I don't think there'll be a lot of arguments against that, but there'll always be arguments. There'll always be people that hate that comment. But 14 world championships, the way she handled herself on the Today Show on Tuesday was absolutely phenomenal. I don't know if you guys saw it or not.
Absolutely, we saw it. I want to talk about that, but before we do, let's talk a little bit more about the Raw 30. It was a big event. Every single ticket was sold. Total utilization, I believe, is the term they use. And the result is the largest gate in Raw history, now the biggest audience in 3 years. They got a lot of momentum going into this weekend, and you had a chance to catch up with a lot of the old the names from yesteryear. So I gotta hear about your social time. Did you go in the day before or the day of?
I went the day of. I couldn't get out of Fort Lauderdale.
So you go up on Monday and show up to the building, have a long day. But once the show's over, what's the nature up to then?
We all went back to the hotel. Taker, me, Godfather, Hurricane. I mean, everybody, and just celebrated the day and talked about how good the show was, how much fun it was seeing everybody, and just catching up. And then, you know, like the spot, the LA,
LA Knight and the Undertaker,
LA. But we laughed, Tick, that when Taker said on Joe Rogan about the locker room being soft these days.
Yeah.
And ultimately what he meant was, because we talked about that night, we were laughing, is that like, Taker's one of the few guys besides me that had to wrestle Brody.
Right.
And the locker room was soft for Brody back in 1980. And soft for Brody right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's soft. It's soft for a guy like Harley Race. Times have changed, but he didn't mean that. Like, the guys aren't tough and aren't working hard and that. And then, of course, the guy who I've hated, it's Sami Zayn stole the show.
Always, every week.
I mean, no, that when he dove over the ropes on top of those guys, they all killed him. I go, how could I have not appreciated you from the start? Because I used to say, you got heat with me, boy. You really have heat with the Marks. You got heat with me. Oh, man, just some really talented people there. And God darn, I didn't even know. I heard that Brock was there. I never saw Brock all day long, so I didn't see that last segment. But hey, I'm happy for them. They're rolling along, and I just came away with a whole different perspective of life. I mean, I just think the workplace over there is great. I don't see any change. I don't see guys. I don't see morale being bad at all. But maybe I'm not looking into it hard enough. But I didn't sense that everybody was excited about the show. People were so respectful, you know, Mr. Flair. I go, Jesus Christ. And then I go, here's the best part. I walk in the building and it goes, and they have all the posters up of which way is what, right? Catering. Yes. And they get a room for Shawn. So I go, how the hell do you have a room for Shawn Michaels? It's not the real legend, Ric Flair. And they said, because you can't be contained. That was the line of the day.
Oh my God!
Godfather said it only could be one Ric Flair. Thank God. God.
Yeah. Hey man. Yeah. I think I saw Ric Flair drip being promoted by the God. Did you give him the gift that keeps on giving?
I certainly did. Yeah, I certainly did.
I can't wait to get his review. Check it out. If you haven't already, RicFlairDrip.com is where you can check it out. It's the biggest brand that Rick's involved with.
I was specifically notified by one of the higher ups not to be distributing my product in the building. I gave it to him at the hotel. But believe me, I could have handed it out.
Oh my gosh.
The word's out.
Everybody loves some Ric Flair drip. You will too. Check it out. RicFlairDrip.com. Rick, talk to me about this, turning over a new leaf, if you will. I know you saw Hunter at the Tampa Raw a few weeks ago, but now you guys have a sit down heart to heart. What brought this on? Just you reflecting after the documentary? Is that it?
No. He mentioned him. He wanted to talk to me, and we talked, and we just got real serious.
Right.
I mean, we both kind of went through the same thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize to what extent he'd gone through. What I didn't realize and to what extent he's been through, I do now. I'm not going to share, obviously, but
yeah,
he was in a bad place, just like I was.
Yeah.
And well, when you get there and you realize as only you can do if you've been there, which hopefully nobody has to go through in any time soon, that there's so much more to it and it's time to just look each other in the eye and talk about the issues and put them behind you and hope that we get to see each other tomorrow.
Well said.
He was like me. And it took him a long time to get over it.
Yeah, just to add context, because we're not really saying what we're saying, but Hunter had a heart event. And when you do that, you start to think about your mortality and maybe you see things through a different lens afterwards on the other side. Fair to say?
More than fair to say. My favorite saying is that I think I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I catch myself, but it's so important for everybody to know that, you can't tell them after you're dead how much you care for them. You got to tell them while you're alive.
Yes.
And then you wake up and you realize you got a second chance. You don't want to screw that up. Mm. That was kind of the way, that's the way I reflected it to him. Is I just didn't, I didn't have any memory for 6 months. So
right.
That didn't help, but I don't think he experienced that, but he had more than just a regular heart issue.
Right.
I mean, he had a heart issue so that, could compromise a lot of things in his life. So thank God he's good.
Yes.
I'm good. Had a chance to talk. We've been friends for so long. And it's a friendship that you miss. Now I know it's there again.
Absolutely.
And I can walk around and not walk by Becky and feel uncomfortable. And I can shake Seth Rollins' hand and I can, it makes it a better world for me to be in. I don't think, that they care one way or the other, but I feel better about myself. I mean, they're all very nice. Don't misunderstand me.
Becky, yeah.
Very receptive and said nice words to me. So did Seth. But I mean, my daughter works there. I want it to be perfect. Nothing's perfect.
Right.
But you want it to be as best as can be. And like I said before, how many people get to introduce their daughter?
No, I agree.
I mean, that you're not going to see for a long time, something like that. So I feel thankful that I had that opportunity. And anytime I can see those guys and catch up with them, we just laugh. I mean, it's different. We talk, social media has changed the business. Boy, has it ever. But it's what's changed the world.
Right.
I'm watching them. One day, Dak Prescott's God. The next day, he's gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, Jesus, it's brutal watching these shows. And our business is even worse.
Yeah.
Because we open the door really to the public. And the kids, listen to what they say, and I think it bothers them. I'm sure it does if something's negative.
But listen,
that wasn't a topic of discussion, but I mean that's what Taker and I were talking about.
I do want to talk about football, but before we do, I want to ask about Vince McMahon. You sort of predicted a few weeks ago that Vince would be at the show. I haven't heard he was at the show. Did you see Vince?
I did not see him and I didn't ask.
Yeah.
That was my prediction, but he was not there and I didn't ask anything. And, I think that, I didn't, as a matter of fact, I didn't bring up his name.
Right.
I did with Taker. We talked about Vince and that, but I don't know. I don't know anymore after going to the show about Vince than I did going in. That was just a prediction that he'd be there.
Well,
the only reason I thought it was because we all agreed that Hunter's done a hell of a job.
Oh, for sure.
All in agreement with that. Yeah, I just thought he'd be there to celebrate, something he started 30 years ago, but he wasn't. If he was, I didn't see him, something like that.
Well, what we all saw was maybe the most over the top suit you've ever worn. when you came out looking as only you can look, as you like to say, and you put the microphone to your mouth. I thought it was 50-50 you were going to start with, riddle me this, Batman.
Yeah. Wow. That shit caused a lot of money, man.
Hey, I have no doubt. You want to give a plug to your tailor? If you're looking to be over the top and make an impression and wear a suit everybody's talking about, who should they call, Rick?
Until he gives me a discount.
There you go. You've learned.
I've learned. I'm tired of plugging guys. All I can tell you, he does a great job, Bob.
Yeah, man. Think about, look at there. I mean, that's a look badass, right there, man.
Yeah, Sean asked me what carpeting store I got it at.
We had some of our UK listeners say that's from the Boyd collection right there. Yeah, Sean
was his wittiest. So I introduced Kelly, of course, as my assistant to Hunter. He looked at her hand to make sure she didn't have a ring. He said, if something happens, let me know in advance, will you?
Oh my gosh.
Of course, that was a joke. He looked at Sean and said, look at Rick's assistant.
Well, here's the thing. The camera crew, I don't know if you saw the feed, but boy, she was all over TV on Monday night. Those camera guys kept going to reaction shots.
Oh, did they?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, her whole 23 people, her whole family came.
She got as much TV time as some of the title holders that night.
Her whole family was there, 23 people.
That's awesome, so man.
They had a ball, yeah. They're from there. Actually, they're from New Jersey, but they claim Philadelphia, of course, with the Eagles being in the position they're in now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about the Eagles. Let's take a time out right now and tell everybody what I'm doing in my real life. SaveWithConrad.com. That's how I spend my days, helping people save money. And I would love to help you save some cash as well. We routinely help our podcast listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. It's not uncommon for us to help families save more than $1,000 a month. But how much money can you save? It's free to find out right now at SaveWithConrad.com. Let me read one of our many five-star reviews from you. This one comes to us from David in Pennsylvania. He left us 5 stars and had this to say. Dan was very knowledgeable and found ways to get things done when I was being complicated. Very professional, but at the same time personal, to assure me of the process. Lord knows with my job and unexpected circumstances popping up, she always found a solution and put my mind at ease. Guys, it's all about customer service. We want to show you how easy it is to accomplish your financial goals. Maybe you need a little cash infusion right now. We can get you the cash you need and show you how to skip your next 2 house payments. That's right. No payments for 2 months. And come April 1st, guess what? You're going to have a cheaper monthly payment. If you can hear my voice and you're in a 30-year loan or you've got credit card debt, it's not a matter of if we can save you money, but a matter of how much. But maybe best of all, one more time, you don't need perfect credit. You don't need money out of your pocket. And we don't say no, we say not yet, but here's how. You know where you want to be. You want to pay your house off. You want to get out of debt. You want to retire on time. You want to make sure your kids aren't burdened with student loans. And maybe along the way, we want to upgrade our house a little bit, put in a new bathroom, maybe put in a pool. We can help you do all of that at SaveWithConrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. Seriously, check out our reviews and our A-plus rating with the BBB at ConradReviews.com or get yourself a quick quote right now at SaveWithConrad.com or call us toll-free, 888-425-0105. Or email me directly, Conrad@SaveWithConrad.com. Now, let's get back to the show. I do want to ask, you know, when you're talking about going back and being a part of this, and you said you could.
I hope I'm alive to go again sometime.
You know, sure.
I had fun. And now I don't have to worry about, you know, any conflict of any kind. I can just be myself. And that's all you want to be, you know. I've said it even when I was working before. I don't do well if I'm not happy.
Right.
And by happy, I mean, I'm looking back, I'm looking yesterday, I'm thinking to myself, what am I going to say on the podcast? And if I look back at WCW, I can think of 3 friendships that were, I think, really lifelong friendships.
Mm-hmm.
In that company, and that's all there was. And that was Scott Hall, Sean Waltman, Kevin Nash,
mm-hmm.
right? They remained lifelong friends. And
yes.
Of course, Scott's gone. Sean was there. I spoke with him. I love that kid. And then Sting and Luger.
Yeah.
I don't see anything else from there. Oh, I guess, but they're with another company, but Jericho and Dean Malenko remain close. But I mean, it just, nothing else. I mean, that company, it did a lot of good for TV audiences around the world, but it just destroyed people. Do you think Hulk and Randy didn't stay friends? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody went their own way because that's just the way he ran the business. And I'm not, I'm just looking at it for what it is.
Right.
And like Austin wasn't there, but in talking to all the guys, we all stay in touch with each other, but you know, everybody's got their own thing going on. Everybody's got their own life. And everybody's got, you know, I forgot to take her to adopt a child. He's got a baby now, like 3-year-old adopted child. So, I mean, you know, he's got a whole different world than mine are just, you know, like I say, that 20 years difference is a big difference. And for me to be part of that was huge. And I mean, I got probably 35, maybe 40 texts saying, God, that was so cool. That's the stuff that matters.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Is, you know, people's impression of you and how you sure. feel. It's not about that. I'm saying it out loud. I'm not the man anymore. And I don't know who the man is, but the people decide that.
Right.
And that's in every sport, in every field, in every phase of life. Lawyers, whatever. He's a man. You've heard that with the lawyers. You've heard it in every.
Sure.
Yourself in the podcast business. Conrad's a man. You know what I mean? And that's pretty accurate. Looking at how you've taken over this industry.
Well, let's talk
about it. I'm giving it up. During the body of the show, I'm realizing I really got stuck on that.
Yeah.
Because I said it for so many years. And there was a time in the 80s, I was the guy.
Right.
And I got no problem saying that at all. Maybe even the early 90s, but. Yeah, it's like believing your own hype after a while.
Right.
because you just say it so long.
Yeah.
And then you have people that say that you stand in line for the autographs. Now my competition is to see if I have the longest line at the autograph
conventions and all that.
Yeah. I mean, you're always competing. You know, in the old days, you competed I was dying to see what the number was on the documentary.
Right.
And that ended up being huge. But, you know, if you're in the main event and you're trying to negotiate a contract or you're trying to get leverage with the company, you need to always be aware of what the numbers are and what you did. I mean, that's just the way it is. And the top guys are.
You got to see the show or most of the show. What was your favorite nostalgia segment? Did you like the DX segment? Was there something that stood out more than the others to you?
The DX, I wish they'd had more of just them.
Mm.
But at the same time, that's what they're doing. Everybody, the older guys are there now to help push the other people along. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that stuff with Elliott, I didn't think it hurt him at all. And because you can't hurt him. The kid with Taker. I loved it. And Taker loved it too. He wants to be, you know, like me, he just wants to have a good time.
Right.
And hope that we have a few more together again. I love hanging out with him. You know that.
Oh, for sure.
I was complaining to the people at the hotel that the bar wasn't open. And I said, I promised Undertaker we were going to drink for a while. So he was sitting at a table behind me looking at me like, where's the beer?
That's hilarious.
What a great guy. And I can never stop saying enough good things about him. We just laughed. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to catch up with everybody. And, of course, this weekend, it's back to the NFL playoffs. And if you're like me, you're going to have some friends.
No, well, this weekend, I am the Grand Marshal for Gasparilla.
How about that?
Yeah. So now, if I were you, I'd come this way.
I have heard.
You can ride on the float with me.
I've heard it's a target-rich environment.
I don't know about that. God.
Well, I'm just saying. In the meantime, the rest of us, we're going to be watching football and the Royal Rumble this weekend. We're going to need some Woo Wings. Ric Flair has his very own virtual restaurant brand operating in more than 30 different locations now across 11 different states and many more on the way. You can order World Championship Woo Wings from your Uber or Postmates app in Nashville, San Antonio, Miami, Jacksonville, Clearwater, all over LA and New York, Charlotte, Raleigh and Concord, North Carolina, Atlanta and Richmond Hill in Georgia, Tuscaloosa and Huntsville in Alabama, plus Tulsa, Providence and new ones all the time. You see, Woo Wings is a virtual brand, so it is delivery only. The food is made by restaurant partners with an existing location who are looking to add more to their bottom line. For a complete list of current locations or to find out more about becoming one of Ric Flair's restaurant partners, visit RicFlairWings.com. And if you're in a Woo Wing city, order today on the Uber Eats or Postmates app, Woo Wings. Check it out, RicFlairWings.com. This weekend, of course, Rick, I know you're going to be doing the Gasparilla thing. My phone's actually blown up from folks I know in that Tampa area saying, hey, are you coming to this? And I'll miss this one, but I'm going to get permission for the next one. My goodness.
Yo, I might not be alive for the next one.
Oh, come on now. Listen to you.
Much less be the Grand Marshal.
Well, this weekend is a big weekend in the NFL.
Oh, God, I know. I'm so excited.
The 49ers are going. 49ers. Yeah, 49ers at the Eagles. I'm going Eagles on this one. Who you got?
I'm going with Eagles too. God, I thought Jalen Hurts played great the other day. They're tough. But you know what? I'm so happy for that kid from Iowa State. Is it Purdy?
Yeah, Purdy. Yeah. Brock Purdy.
Purdy from the 49ers.
Yeah.
It should be a hell of a game. I didn't realize that it was a home game for the Eagles. I thought they were playing at 49ers. That's a whole different.
It is a deal.
All game. I think the Eagles will win.
I think the Eagles will too. We've also got the Bengals on the road at Kansas City. What's your prediction there? You see, the Eagles are a 2.5 point favorite, and the Bengals, believe it or not, at the Chiefs, are a 1.5 point favorite.
Well, here's the deal. You can't help but love the Chiefs, and that was one of my favorite teams growing up. Especially when it was the AFL and all that. Because I had some friends that played for them, like Ernie Ladd played for them, and Bob Stein, and guys I knew. I'm such a fan of this Joe Burrow. I think there's a guy that, you know, potentially, which you can't come close to comparing him to Brady, but man, he's got a little bit of Joe Willie in him and a lot of the looks and class of Tom Brady, but he's got a little Joe Willie attitude in him, man. I like it.
Who else is high on Joe Burrow is Abyss from the old days in TNA. Of course, now he works with WWE, but
the Ohio State.
He is a big believer in the fact that Joe Burrow is the second coming of Joe Montana. And I think that might be getting the cart before the horse a little bit, but I too am a believer in Burrow. I hope it's Burrow and Hurts in the Super Bowl. I think we're aligned. We're both picking Eagles Bengals.
Yeah. For the first time. Well, why don't you come into Tampa? American Social, dude. It's just the size you wear.
What a great line. I love that.
2 days with an H.
Hey, let's talk about somebody who spent a couple of days with you. Charlotte was on the Today Show, and I didn't know this was happening, and I started getting
she stole it.
I immediately caught the segment. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's a pretty doggone big deal to be on the Today Show.
No kidding. How good did she carry herself? I mean,
phenomenal.
You know what helped? Is the guy who was interviewing, doing more of the interview, is from Columbia, South Carolina. Mm. And he actually knew, that was the impression I got, that he's rattling off names from
Atlanta. He said Dusty Rhodes on the show. I couldn't believe it.
Rock and Roll Express. I mean, look at the queen, man. How beautiful, right?
She looked fantastic, and she brought her favorite accessory. She, of course, brought the SmackDown Women's Championship. But how about right there on the Today Show, they mentioned your last match. I was sort of on my heels, like, wow, look at there. They're talking about your last match on the Today Show.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, it's like we said, we probably didn't do as well as we thought we would do financially. Well, we did. At least Triller did.
But Triller did great.
But we got a lot of attention.
You know, somebody else who got a little attention over the weekend, I can't believe this is already a thing, but Jerry Lawler has already worked a match in 2023. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I talked to him.
How about that?
I want to have another last match with him and Charlotte. That's the match, me and Lawler.
My goodness. You're going to get them stirred up again. I love it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Just laughing. So, right, I couldn't say it. Yeah, no, there'll be no more last matches. I just had to throw that to you.
There he is, man. I couldn't believe it. He's already had a match in 2023.
Yeah,
still going strong. Looked great.
And Winston-Salem. Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Jerry too. Jerry still is a phenomenal talker.
Absolutely.
He sat there with us for 2 hours, ate pizza, and drank Diet Coke. I said, how can you be in this business for 51 years? He has been 51 years, a year longer than me, and not drink or do anything. He just, I don't know. Says, God's gift.
Good for him.
Here, Jacob, here's a shot of Jack. And yes, I'll do one more pickleback.
Is that your new thing, pickleback?
That Jameson's rough.
Oh, my gosh. I never saw
God this.
Hey, guys, Tony Schiavone. Need to call a timeout real quick. Wanted to tell your listeners what I've been telling What Happened When listeners for a while now about all the cool things happening over on AdFreeShows.com.
On a brand new edition of Insiders, Gary Juster sits down with Conrad to discuss his decades spent behind the scenes in AWA, NWA, WCW, and ROH.
I don't think it was a battle with Eric so much on TV versus house shows. It was a matter of, if they're not making money, we got to figure out, you know, something else. You know, we just can't let it bleed like that.
We go one-on-one with WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long as he joins Mike Chioda for a special edition of Monday Mailbag.
And so I'm tired, man. I'm really tired, but I don't want to let Mike drive because I already know, you know, I already know how he drives. So anyway, I just couldn't take it no further. So I said, Mike, you know, go ahead and, you know, take us in. So I got in, let Mike start driving. I guess, man, I went right to sleep. I was tired. So I guess maybe 10 minutes into that ride, all of a sudden I wake up. We're like in a tailspin.
Royal Rumble season is here, and we watch back the most memorable Rumble of all time, featuring the most iconic robe of all time, alongside the Nature Boy himself.
I mean, there was only one Olivia Walker. She was classic. And but I just, out of nowhere, I just decided to pick that color in black. You know, here's the deal. I've never had a great physique, and you know that black makes you look leaner. So black on black, black boots. So I went to black a lot after about 40, age of 41. Very simple, honest answer.
That's just a small taste of what we've got waiting for you. With four levels to choose from, see for yourself why Ad-Free Shows is the best value in wrestling today. Sign up now at adfreeshows.com.
Oh, let me make this a public announcement, okay?
Okay.
I was informed over the weekend that tequila is the healthiest form of alcohol you can consume.
Did DDP tell you that?
As a matter of fact, he did.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a DDP thing.
No, but you can Google it. It's the purest. Now I just drink. As of last night, it's no more vodka.
What?
Yep. I can't do the 42 because that dark stuff is a little rough on me. But the other, no more vodka. Tequila H.
How about that? I never saw that coming.
And then another tequila sunrise. That's what we call it from now on.
Just so everybody at home knows, what did you used to call the Hurricane Rana in WCW?
They have a Corona.
That should be a shirt over at RicFlairShop.com. Corona.
That's about I wanted to have it because I can't stand Corona beer.
That's hilarious.
Corona Light, yeah, but not
Corona. Corona is not the best, no doubt. Somebody who was the best that we lost.
Unless they want me to advertise for them.
Yeah, like, then they'll be different and we'll change our stance. So, yes.
Right now I'm waiting on Mick Ultra smoking Ric Flair Drip. By the way, Mike is coming to town Friday.
Oh.
We're opening his first store here in town. Mine will open up on Valentine's Day in Tampa.
Woo! So help me understand. Mike Tyson's going to be in town this weekend, and you're the Grand Marshal in Gasparilla. Are we even going to see you next week, or are you going to be just floating into Mars?
Well, I'm just going to have someone come around with me to smoke with Mike.
Yes,
I'll pretend like I am.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
I'll roll a joint with regular smoke. I can't not smoke a whole joint with Mike. You've seen what happens when it does.
Well,
I can't feel my hands or anything.
it's called
anxiety.
I don't think anybody should smoke them as fat as Mike does. I think he rolls them to the size of a damn Coke can.
No, those are pre-rolls. That's the stuff that that's what we're selling, pre-rolls. It's sophisticated.
Come on now.
It's for women.
Hey, so chat me up about.
It's just called the infused ones are really strong. Oh my God.
I got to check out the infusions.
When I was with Charlie Sheen and Mike in Houston and Kelly was standing there and I took a toke and they gave one to her and she said, no more, no more. And I went to take that one. She said, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Because every time I try to compete with Mike and it ends.
So
I handed it to Charlie Sheen. He said, I'd rather take a hit of acid here. In other words, he just can't do one.
Yeah, I get it.
How entertaining is Charlie? Got a girl dove on him and started hyperventilating.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They brought her backstage. I said, what happened here? She's hyperventilating to meet Charlie Sheen. She broke the line.
My goodness.
I said, Charlie, it's still kind of vibrating, man. Me, I got to give him some Ric Flair drip. Then they vibrate.
Got to give him some drip. Let's talk about some wrestling news that is not nearly as lighthearted or fun, but I do feel like we should address it. This past week, our wrestling community lost Jay Briscoe way too young. What a horrible tragedy. Gone. His daughters are in recovery now, trying to just get their life back on track. And from what I understand, as you and I are recording tonight, his brother Mark will be wrestling Jay Lethal on AEW. It's going to be another celebration of life for Jay Briscoe. I know Jay was on our Ric Flair's Last Match card in Nashville. Did you ever get to spend any time with Jay?
I've never spent any time with him at all. It's funny, but every time I hear the name Briscoe,
yes,
what do I think about?
Jack and Jerry,
yeah. Or Wes, right? Yeah. And I thought, Jesus, I thought there's no way there's another Briscoe that I don't know of, and they're not related, correct?
No.
Yeah. But I mean, it's funny. I just being with those people and talking to Jerry, like I do, you know, periodically now. And of course, he and I and Jack were fabulous friends. I'm not changing stuff yet. It's a terrible tragedy, but it's kind of like what I said to earlier in the show. You've got to make sure that everybody that you, I think it's important. I would highly recommend that you make sure that everybody you care about knows how you feel.
Yes. That's a great,
call. Each and every day of their life. A second says, hey, I love you. The text it, call, whatever you can do. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I mean, that just, I'm an older guy, but it's my take.
Well, I know you've got to take about what's going to happen this weekend. Of course, we are officially in Royal Rumble season, just days away. Lots of people are chattering. Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Let's talk about some rumors that have gotten us to this place. We saw Nick Khan on Bill Simmons' podcast recently saying he could neither confirm nor deny that The Rock would be involved at WrestleMania. And a few days later, reports came out that perhaps The Rock doesn't think he's in ring shape. Now, of course, we know The Rock looks like he just stepped off a bodybuilding stage, but if he's not in quote unquote ring shape, maybe he might injure himself in the match and that could derail his Hollywood plans, whatever he's got scheduled here.
And what doesn't he have scheduled? Right. He never stops.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it, my hat's off to him, man. He just stays. And he's great at what he does. So, well, plus he owns the XFL now. I mean,
he's got a lot going on.
He's accomplished so much. Yeah.
The conspiracy theorists in wrestling say, oh, they're just saying he's not in ring shape to throw us off. He's going to be here. He's going to be at the Royal Rumble. He's going to be in the match. He's going to win it. He's going to challenge Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. You have sort of low key suggested, hey, if somebody like the Rock or Stone Cold or whatever was going to come back, what if they were in the Rumble? Do you think The Rock will be doing something this WrestleMania? Or do you believe that these leaks about him not being in ring shape are really just to throw us off and not spoil the surprise?
Well, you know, I don't know. Obviously he looks like $1 million, as does Steve, because I know Steve's name's in the same.
Yes.
They're side by side with talk about WrestleMania and all that. And I have no idea. I just know for Steve. Steve doesn't need the money. He'll only do it if he wants to do it.
Right.
And as far as The Rock goes, obviously he doesn't need the money.
No.
And if he did it, I don't see him doing a favor. And why would he? To go into Hollywood the next day as the biggest star in Hollywood, or arguably one of the, I think probably the biggest star in Hollywood. He's everywhere. Why would he do a favor in WrestleMania in his hometown? He lives in LA now.
Well, but if he's doing the favor for a family member, that might be
different. Yeah, but Roman's already, you know, Roman doesn't need the favor. Roman's making all kinds of money, and Roman's already built his own brand.
Yes.
Do I think it's great? Yeah, but it already sold out.
Right.
All you're doing is adding to the pay-per-view rate, right?
Yeah.
Or the buy rates, which is obviously, that's an ignorant remark to make, but that's a lot. But I don't know. I think it's more likely that Steve would come back.
Well, let's talk about which
would be great. Because they're both, you know, I mean, they're just huge names in their own right and mean so much to the wrestling fans. I mean, there's only damn Steve Austin. I mean, there's only one Steve Austin.
In my head, it made a lot of sense for Steve to have one last match on his terms and go out on top like he did last year at WrestleMania. I think, you know, they had a phenomenal showing, him and Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
exceeded absolutely all expectations. But now the question is, since it went so well, when do you cut it off? Do you want to do one more? And I'm sure that if the rumors are true, we've been told that he got a huge money offer from WWE, but he was not at the Raw 30th thing. And maybe you didn't want him there. So it is a bigger surprise if he does something at the Rumble. Do you think Austin comes back and faces Roman Reigns, like some of the reports earlier in the week from Sean Ross Sapp said?
I think if Steve thinks he can get himself in the kind of shape, because I don't think Steve would ever let himself be put in a position where to underperform. And it's a different kind of match with a guy like Roman for the title than it is for to wrestle Kevin. Does it make sense?
Yes.
That was a great match they had, and I'm a huge fan of Kevin Owen. But that was a different situation than basically, if it's for he and Roman, it's for the world championship. So, you know, it's kind of like me. People criticize me, but to me, I should get a pat on the back for even just trying to wrestle again.
Right.
It's in my heart, I would do it again, but I'm not, you know, and I could be better than I was last time, but you just, you know, you don't want people to think, you know, oh, are you broke? I mean, you hear that shit. I mean, how many times have we heard that?
Right.
He needs the money. Really, I don't think so. in this case, that definitely applies to these two guys. They don't need any money at all. So, you know, I don't know. Taking that long time off and then going out and having a championship. Steve would want to have a championship match.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if he was ready to take Spears and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I don't know the answer. I mean, first of all, he suffered a horrible, horrible injury that ended his career at the age of 39. When I hear that, I'm mind-boggling.
It is crazy.
How much money Steve Austin would have made if he could have kept wrestling. Oh, my God. I mean, I think he still has all the buy rate histories. I mean, the biggest pay-per-views ever. I don't know about that, but I mean, I'm sure they're somewhere in there.
Yeah. I mean,
in the top.
As the story goes, Hulk Hogan made Vince McMahon a millionaire and Steve Austin made Vince McMahon a billionaire. So
yeah.
the creative that was leaked, Sean Ross Sapp said, you know, maybe the idea was, or as I understand it, Sean reported it, that it was Austin versus Reigns. And then it turns out that Dave Meltzer heard something different. He heard perhaps it was going to be Austin versus Lesnar. But either way, Dave doesn't believe, I think, as we're recording, that either will happen. That doesn't look like it will happen because that's not really the creative that they started on Monday night. So it does sort of leave it up in the air. What will happen?
Let's just patch in Bruce right now.
I'll tell you what we can patch in, and that's Backyard Butchers. I am a big believer in grilling at home. We grill nearly every single day, and we've had a few meat sponsors on our programs over the year, but this is the first one where it was actually cheaper than the grocery store. I can't believe this is real. The wait is over. Quality steak, free shipping, period. The Backyard Butchers restaurant quality steak boxes are now available online. You can get steakhouse quality bulk meat specials responsibly sourced from American farms delivered right to your door. Imagine opening up a box of high quality steak and being able to recreate that steakhouse experience right in your backyard, but at less than grocery store prices. That's exactly what you'll get when you order from Backyard Butchers. Now, they don't just have your steak. They've also got restaurant quality pork and chicken. I've actually had it. I've tried it. I love it. I think you will too. My entire family loved the ribeyes, and I think you'll love it too. But here's the best part. You're going to beat the pricing at the grocery store and save big on your family's dinner budget. Cut out the middleman grocery stores. You're getting 100% American beef, pork, and chicken sourced from the heartland of America. Backyard Butcher's meat is fresh, safely packaged, and delivered right to your door in an eco-friendly insulated box. Their boxes and packaging are designed to keep the meat at the optimal temperature range, and they have incredible customer service. But man, what's great about this to me is there's no memberships or subscriptions necessary. You can subscribe and cancel anytime. You can try them once, and then you'll want to subscribe on your reorder when you love their price and their ease and their quality and the taste of the Backyard Butcher steak, pork, and chicken. But for a limited time, they're offering the listeners of this podcast 15% off, plus free shipping and 4 free ribeyes for life with every subscription. That's 4 free premium restaurant quality juicy ribeyes delivered right to your door in a monthly subscription at significantly less than what you could get at the grocery store. You'll thank me later. Check it out. Backyardbutchers.com. Click on the online shop and order. Remember, no subscriptions, no memberships are necessary. So why wait? Get your hands on some of the best steak, pork, and chicken you'll ever taste. And visit backyardbutchers.com. Use our promo code FLAIR. Get 15% off your order, free shipping, and 4 free ribeyes for life. The promo code is FLAIR at backyardbutchers.com. So this weekend, man, Royal Rumble, lots of speculation. Is The Rock going to be there? Is Austin going to be there? Let's say Austin does show up. It feels like he's got to win the thing. Or I would imagine if he's in the Royal Rumble, he's going to win the thing. Would you rather see him wrestle Roman Reigns, or would you rather see him and Brock Lesnar?
Oh God, I'd love to see either one. I think it'd be easier for him to wrestle Roman.
Yes.
Than Brock. Brock is just, no matter how you get around it, he's just so damn strong and so physically gifted. I mean, he really is an extraordinary athlete. You know, I mean, he probably has a 35 or 38 inch vertical jump. I mean, and he's incredibly strong. I don't know. I'm only saying this because of Steve's neck issues. I think I'd be sitting there on the edge of my seat if he was wrestling Brock and had to take those suplexes and that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think anybody probably wants to see Austin take those suplexes, knowing what we know about his neck over the years.
Yeah, and that's not saying he wouldn't.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, like it's like Steve is so successful in other branches of life, and he's way ahead of where I'm trying to get now, and I'm 20 years older than him, or 20.
Your point, what you're saying is he doesn't have anything to prove at this point. He's Steve freaking.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. He walked down the ramp. They play that music and he damn near he'll steal the show without just promo.
Right.
Man, what more can you do? And they probably pay him a lot of money for it.
Oh, there's no
God
doubt.
Bless him.
No doubt. We're also going to see a women's Royal Rumble match. Any picks or suggestions on who you think you're going to see there? I think so far we've had announced Liv Morgan, Candace, Rhea Ripley, Raquel, Shayna, Zelina, Emma. Anybody you're thinking?
Yeah, I had a nice talk with her too. I hope that Rhea Ripley wins.
I think Rhea Ripley's got it too.
Which is not saying anything negative about the other girls. You have to always be careful when you say that, but I like Rhea. I always have. And she's so respectful and so nice. I think it's her time. I like the faction she's in, but I think she's ready to roll by herself too.
We're also going to see a men's Royal Rumble. That's what everybody's going to be really talking about that night. I think, we got Kofi Kingston, Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Baron Corbin, Rey Mysterio, Gunther, Cody Rhodes, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Karrion Kross, Braun Strowman. Still, of course, half the field to fill out. Anybody there stand out? A lot of people are really talking like it's going to be Cody Rhodes. I've heard other people say it'll be The Rock. This last week, people started saying maybe it's Austin. And then there's the other name. You think Sami Zayn could actually win the Royal Rumble and just turn that whole storyline into a supercharged event?
The way they're using him right now, they could have Sami Zayn, but I believe Sami Zayn win. But I think if he's healthy and in good shape, because he was so well received and is so talented, I personally hope that Cody Rhodes.
Right.
You know, when he and I talk, we refer to it as the one tag. The one tag his dad never had was the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then he'd like to have that, you know, to say that he had it, you know how proud he is of his dad.
Of course.
That. Yeah. It's like me and Ashley. It's the same thing. And, God, if Dusty was here to see him now, how proud would he be? Right.
Oh, I mean, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done so much. I hope he gets it. That's sentimentally.
Yeah.
But he certainly is talented enough to. He and Seth Rollins had some phenomenal matches, man, as we've discussed.
Yeah, I mean, I think of all the matches I watched last year, the one that stood out the most was Cody and Seth in the Hell in a Cell, where Cody wrestled with a torn pec.
Yeah.
It's been a story that is reminiscent to me of the Triple H story 20 years ago, where he came back at the Rumble after tearing the quad and.
Yeah,
the packages to build us back, and it's very reminiscent. I thought they've done a great job.
Those are all Hunter's ideas.
Phenomenal. Cody's
only.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done it. Hunter's a genius, stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a chance to look at it from so many different angles. Plus the fact he studied it. You know, he's a student as much as he's a wrestler. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Where I've lived it. I didn't study it because I lived it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell the stories and people say, God, how do you remember all that? Well, I remember because I lived it. And for a little while, I didn't have any memory. So I really appreciate the fact that I can remember. But I just think that I just hope for, you know, because sentimentally, and I think because he deserves it, he's good enough. And I think a Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes match would be phenomenal. And I don't think I don't think it matters who wins. You know, I think that Roman would be glad to, you know, help Cody's legacy, and because Roman's is intact,
right?
If Roman does nothing else again in the business, he's
a made
already created. He's already created his own legacy, and what? he doesn't need The Rock to wrestle to be, you know, who he is. He's done a great job. The company's done a great job of promoting him,
no doubt.
And there's another guy. I mean, coming back from cancer and shit like that. I mean, I can't see that. I can't. You know, I don't. Having been sick myself, but none of my kids, with the exception of Reed, when you have something like that lingering over you, and then you're thankful, and now you see the guy on top, and you hope that it worked out, and it did. But it's not like he had having had some glitches along the way,
right?
With health issues. That word cancer is a big word.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So either way, it works for me. It's fun. It's fun for you and I to speculate. I'll be watching. You'll be watching. And, you know, I'm just happy to be back in the fold, if that's what you call it, where I feel totally comfortable. And like I say, me talking to Becky was a big deal.
It was a big deal. I'm glad y'all squashed that, put it behind
you. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I look back, man, I feel foolish that something with the company and me become something personal. It just, but you know, that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been able to go and I hadn't been invited. You know, a lot of people that are upset they weren't invited. So that's a whole other story. I don't know what's going on there. I stay out of that Atlanta fire.
Well,
whatever you and I speculate on that, it just turns into shit for you and me.
I don't know. Did you see the Bellas posted a video?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Me, I was looking forward to seeing Nikki and Bree.
Right.
They're fun. They're fun to be with. They'll drink some red wine. Hell yeah. So I don't know what happened. Well, I don't want to speculate.
No, it's better for us both to not speculate. I agree.
Yeah. Why? It goes nowhere. Conrad and Flair said this. Here's what I'm saying. They're beautiful girls. They're respectful. They're nice to be with. And they were huge stars.
Yes.
With the company. And whatever went wrong is not for you and I to speculate. I look forward to seeing them anytime. I call Nikki once in a while, say hi. Because it was so funny. The two questions I get asked the most, I think this is the guy's honest truth. Or do I know Hulk Hogan and do I know Nikki Bella? Isn't that funny?
Right.
I will go, yeah, I do. No. Like, hey, motherfucker, who you know you're talking to? I know them. I swear to God. Do I know Hulk Hogan? Then I'll FaceTime Hogan. Nikki will never answer.
Well, that's probably a good call.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Hey, so
Nikki, I'll be FaceTiming you tonight, baby.
Uh-oh. Hey, so we're both picking Cody. We both like the idea of Cody winning the Rumble. That gives us one of our WrestleMania main events. You know, it's going to be a two-night affair. I assume that they'll probably let the ladies main event the other night, which probably means Rhea Ripley on Saturday night. I'm just freestyling here, making it up. But Rhea Ripley, would you assume that she's going to challenge the Queen, or is she going to challenge?
I have no idea, and I don't speculate. Please.
Well, listen, I will, since we've seen before that Rhea Ripley Charlotte match, I assume it would probably be Bianca and Rhea Ripley main eventing on Saturday night, which means they'd need a men's co-main event. This past Monday night, we saw Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar mix it up. Do you think that will be the co-main event on Saturday? Maybe, would that make sense? Lashley, Lesnar, and then Ripley, Belair.
I think the Queen, whoever she works with, will be the co-main event.
Yeah.
I got to say that. And I'll tell you,
I thought the Queen would co-main event on Sunday.
What's that?
I thought the Queen would probably co-main event on Sunday.
I thought you meant over both days. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Sure.
Either one would be great. I get myself in trouble when I speculate. I will tell you this. If they ever want to get a 2.3 again, which they will, but I can guarantee you a 2.3 I could almost guarantee you three if it was advertised.
With?
That John Cena and I were going to meet Ashley in the ring to congratulate her, Charlotte. I'm breaking a record.
Yeah, that came up on the Today Show, and she sort of was asked that question. Hey, with your dad and John Cena being tied at 16, is that a goal of yours? And she said, well, when I first started, no. But now, since I'm so close,
it's very realistic.
It would be cool to have that distinction and designation in what's usually historically a boys' club. And she sort of joked tongue in cheek that maybe if that happens, she won't be Ric Flair's daughter. You'll be Charlotte's dad.
Yeah, which I thought first was of all, she, I am Charlotte's dad right now. That's
yes,
very simply put. But I'm telling you, you talk about moments that make TV for me and John. And John would be—I know John very well. John would be honored to shake her hand. The three of us in the ring together. You talk about a moment in sport.
Well, let me tell you this: if he comes out,
that's an ESPN top 10 highlight.
If he comes out to wish her luck the week before she goes for that record breaking 17th win, and he's wearing a pink salmon jacket like Mark Henry, she better watch her back.
Yeah. I can't figure out. First of all, you got to get to 15.
Right.
But boy, if she gets to 15, and I mean, if she loses it and wins it back again, and she's got plenty of time. I mean, God, she's been in the shape of her life. I mean, I know I'm a braggadocious father, but my God, and she's so high right now. I mean, that break she came back fresher than ever. It's the best thing that ever happened. You know, I'm just so happy, and she's happy as can be, and the company's happy. And I just didn't see, you know, going back to the morale question that we've all heard about since everything took place, the changes.
Right.
I saw a very happy crew.
Right.
I did. And I'm glad I was there and glad I was part of the moment.
Well, we're glad you were there and part of the moment too. Raw 30 in the rearview mirror. Of course, this Friday night will be Friday Night SmackDown. We'll probably see the Queen there, I would imagine. And then on Saturday, it's all about the Royal Rumble. Of course, on Sunday, it's about those championship games. We've got our picks in. We're both picking the Eagles and the Bengals. I think
what about Gasparilla Saturday before that?
I mean, goodness gracious. And you're going to be hanging out with Mike Tyson. You're going to have a hell of a week.
You better come to town. Just put Megan in her place and just say, I'm going to see the Nate.
I'll let you talk to her and sell it, and then we'll figure it out.
Okay.
This was a lot of fun, man. I hope everybody enjoys the Royal Rumble this weekend. We'll be back next week right here on To Be the Man with the Nate Boy,
thank you,
Ric Flair.
Thanks, Conrad.
See you, man.